Melissa Lyons, Until We Meet Again. I love that title. From Grief to Hope After Losing a Pet. And Melissa, as I mentioned, grew up on a farm where animals were an important part of her life. And she is an award-winning author, speaker, entrepreneur who has been featured, as I mentioned, on CTV News, CBC Radio, and other media outlets. And also grew up on a farm.
There you go, Brad.
Huh? Grew up on a farm. Mm-hmm. That's what we have in common. And Melissa, good morning, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm wonderful, thank you.
Melissa, you grew up on a farm. Brad here grew up on a farm, too, so we got a couple of farm kids here.
Lucky kids, weren't we?
Well, yeah, I mean, Brad always talks about it. I would imagine that you would concur on that, would you?
Absolutely. It's the best. Yeah, I don't know if you realize it when you're in it, but once it's behind you, mm-hmm. Yeah.
You have written and illustrated. This is illustrated like a children's book, Until We Meet Again, but it's meant for an adult audience too. But I got to tell you, when my son was much smaller, he's 25 now, but about 20 years ago, when my wife at the time and I, you know, one of our two cats died, and I don't think I ever saw him as distressed or angry about something at that age than when, as we put it, you know, the animal doctor couldn't make the cat better. I mean, it really hit him hard.
Yeah, it hits people in such a different way than a human loss, and I don't know that we always take time to recognize that.
Yeah.
How did we had three dogs on the farm, and I'll tell you something right now, they did everything. And they were such a part of our life at the time. And my my grandfather.
I think we lost her, Brad. Is she there? No. Okay. See if we can get her back there, Eric. See you back with us?
Until we
so
meet
sorry.
Again.
No, that's okay. You're allowed. Brad, go ahead. Yep.
No, this is Until We Meet Again. What a great title for a book.
Well, it gives us hope. You know, in the beginning, people thought this book was about grief, and it deals with people who are going through the grieving process, but it's about hope and love, because that's what our pets give us, that unconditional love,
yes.
And we can learn from them.
And that's the difference, I think, Melissa. You know, you mentioned before about how we, you know, we take the deaths of people and animals differently. And Melissa, you know, gosh darn it, that dog or that cat or whatever we have, no matter how good or bad our days are, they're happy when we get home. It's that unconditional love thing, Melissa, I think that really bothers us when they're not, when it's not longer there anymore.
Yeah, it's true. And you know, there's no official ceremony to say goodbye to this soul that is with us, that depends on us, that is, like, you know. And I think that's why people have a harder time sometimes getting through this, because it's a more private loss. We don't talk about it the same way. And I didn't know that until the book was written. And the stories that I've heard just blow me away about how many people want to talk about it. They want to tell me what they went through.
How did you come up with Until? That's a great title. Until We Meet Again.
Well, you know, the original title was Paw Prints on Your Heart, or Paw Prints on My Heart.
Paw Prints
and
on
that
Your
Heart. but it left out horses. And then one lady read it, and she cried, and she said, no, it can't be over like this. It's just too sad. I want to know that I'll see them again. And mm-hmm. And then the title sort of evolved into that, because that gives us the hope. Because you know what? We don't know anything black and white, so we might as well believe something that makes us feel better.
Yeah.
Unconditional love and unconditional hope.
Yeah. That's what. And it's interesting. I like the fact that you brought up, Melissa, a couple of minutes ago, that, you know, when people die, we have a ceremony, we have a wake, we have a funeral, and we go to these things no matter usually what kind of relationship we have with that person. But this animal dies, and sometimes it just happens relatively quick. You know, you go to a vet's office and you put them down, and there's no time to talk. You're right. There's no there's no ceremony for this being that's been part of your life for 10 or 15 years.
Yeah, and you know, we raise our children knowing that they're going to leave us, and we raise our animals knowing that we've got them forever until they leave us, and it's such a different thing.
What started you? Because you can tell just the way you talk and, you know, where you grew up. Mm-hmm. What really gave you that drive to write the way you write?
Well, that's an interesting story because I really wasn't aware of it, and I'm still working through understanding it because I never wrote. I didn't consider myself creative. And these words and the fact that they rhyme honestly came from a place I wasn't connected with before. And then all of a sudden this connection came. And even in my own life, you know, I think I've lost more pets than most people ever have in their lifetime. And I didn't let my kids have dogs or cats until they were in their teens. And
really?
I didn't know why. Yeah, I was so against having an animal in the house.
So subconsciously, this was your reaction because you were so distraught over it. You wouldn't let your kids have pets.
But I didn't know that. I was totally unaware.
Wow.
I was just thinking about the mess and the work. But, you know, when this book came out, which is just this year, last year, I learned a lot about myself that I didn't know. So it was very therapeutic for me because I had hidden all of this from myself.
So you didn't want your kids to have to go through what you did?
I guess so, yeah. And I didn't want to go through it with them either, selfishly as well, both ways.
Well, again, when you think about it, when you think about the pets, and it's hard sometimes, and I don't know if you found it this way, but it's hard sometimes to really, really understand them. But then all of a sudden, I had one of the three dogs that I had on the farm, okay? His name was Jack, just simply Jack. And let me tell you something. If he didn't like what you were doing and he didn't like what the other dogs were doing, had two other ones, had three dogs altogether, he would go and try to take care of them to leave me alone because I was his friend. And Jack, I'll never forget when we lost him. That was a day that I'll always remember. I'm telling you right now and not knowing who the guest was going to be until we got word that you were going to be on our program, the two of us, I said, my God. Here we go again.
So you've always carried it too, whether you realize it or not. I think we do.
Yeah. Melissa, how do we get the book if we want it?
The book is available. It's on Amazon,
yep.
And as we speak, it's starting to be distributed nationwide into stores.
Okay.
But right now, that's the best place, and you can get the link through my website, which is www.melissa-lyons.com. So it's M-E-L-I-S-S-A hyphen L-Y-O-N-S.com.
Got it. I'm looking at it right now. Super.
And, you know, the most important part of this book to me is that in this age where we're really hard on ourselves to be better, as a gift when you're giving someone who's going through a hard time, there's one spread I'd love to share with you if you have time.
Sure. Absolutely.
Yeah. Go ahead.
There's one page that says, allow your mind time to unwind and be free. Be as kind to yourself as you were to me. And so this is the pet talking to the grieving pet owner saying, this is what I want for you. I want you to be like I was. I want you to love unconditionally. I want you to be kind to yourself because you are so good to me. You can do this.
Great.
Wow.
And I'm reading some of the reviews you're getting here on the book from some pretty famous people. So good for you. Excellent. Outstanding.
Thank you. I love my life every day these days. It's pretty
good. It's good. It's all good. You gotta now you know now Melissa, you know what comes? The sequel and the movie contract.
Movie.
You gotta sell it.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta option this.
Can I hold you to that?
You gotta option this for a big dollar movie, so well.
Oh, wouldn't that be nice? I don't know. I think I cry every day by noon because of someone else's journey, but it's a good cry. It's pretty special.
Well, you sound, I'll tell you something right now. What a beautiful, beautiful lady. And I said lady. We got your picture here.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. Good luck. And please call us back if you, make sure you connect with us. Call us back, and we'll be happy to have you on.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you. I'm going to send you some books so that you can
Excellent.
See the whole thing. I want you to be able to read it in its entirety.
Excellent.
Oh,
we'll do
wow.
that.
I appreciate
Great.
Talking to you.
Thanks, Melissa. We
that
appreciate
made,
it.
That this made our program for today.
Thanks, Absolutely. Melissa.
Oh, yeah. My day, too, already. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Melissa. Appreciate it. Melissa Lyons, award-winning author. The once again, the name of the book is Until We Meet Again, From Grief to Hope After Losing a Pet. Amazon has it. What doesn't Amazon have? They have everything. Or you go, Brad, to Melissa-Lyons.com. In the middle, not a low dash, Melissa-Lyons.com.